There is a famous scene in the Pearl Harbor theatrical movie of the 1970s where the Japanese admiral on a ship looks through his binoculars as the United States is being attacked. The actor who plays the admiral looks to the camera and in Japanese with subtitles below says poignantly, "We have awoken a sleeping giant." Hello, everyone. I'm Richard Beatty with Crawford Media in Denver. Today, we have on the phone Kimberly Fletcher, the president and founder of Moms for America. Kimberly is an author, radio host, and a mom with recent events and legislation that affect healthcare, economics, academics, and labor, and worst of all, revisionist history, curriculum, and gender confusion. There are many things that have made President Joe Biden peer through his binoculars and whisper, "We have awoken a sleeping mama bear." Kimberly Fletcher, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. I couldn't have set it up better myself.
Hey, I want to start right there. Have moms been sleeping as a social engineering revolution has crept into our public institutions?
I would say the short answer is absolutely yes. But there is a reason why the whole entire world of society has convinced mothers that what they do is not important and that they need to do something else to be important, and that motherhood and raising the future of everything is secondary. And the reason why they've done this is because they know how powerful the influence of mothers are. And our objective is to help mothers realize that. But what has happened in the last year and a half has woken them up in a very big way, because this is now directly in their face, in their families, in their homes. And they're realizing that they have a fight before them. Whereas before they felt that was something outside of us, doesn't have anything to do with us. Now they realize it's in their own backyard, in their own front door.
Most educators that I know are moms. Are they prisoners of war in our culture war?
Well, I can tell you from all of the teachers that I'm hearing from, the answer is yes. This idea that the teacher's the enemy or the school board members are the enemy, that's not who the enemy is. And I one of the things I tell moms all the time is we need to stop looking at teachers and school board members as if they're our enemies until we determine whether or not they're our friends. Because there are the majority of teachers out there are just as appalled by what's going on as we are, but they do not know what to do about it. They don't feel like they can speak, and they are being silenced. And there are a lot of school board members who are just as opposed to this. But the School Board Association, which is like the teachers union for teachers, teaches these school board members to be good little head nodders, to get along with, always work as a team, it's never enough money, and ignore the parents. And so when you have, you know, these school board members that come in with these grand ideas, they come in and they instantly get squashed. So we as parents need to be there supporting the good teachers and the good school board members who are there promoting the same values that we care about, so that they have the strength to be able to do so.
Well, there's a lot to cover, starting with critical race theory. Talk about what's happening in Loudoun County, Virginia, and the story of Chantel Cooper versus the Loudoun School Board.
You know, Chantel is a pretty amazing mom, and she's not the only one. They've had several moms who have come out. One of those moms had biracial children. Mm-hmm. And so her question was, who's the enemy? Which parent is the enemy? And which parent is the good one? Good guy, bad guy. It's absurd what they're doing. Everything that we move towards, everything that we got past, they're now pushing back, and everything that Martin Luther King Jr. did, all of those things that were accomplished, they're now being thrown out the window, and they are literally teaching our children to hate our country, hate their neighbors, and hate themselves. And that was what Chantel was saying in a powerful, powerful way. Don't tell me what racism is, you know. For a black mom to come out and say this, that's what's amazing, is that this has crossed all racial divides. It has crossed all political divides. It's actually uniting the country together against the common enemy, which is Marxism and the people who have adopted Marxism. That's what we're fighting. We're fighting Marxism and communism. And if I would say, those are things of the devil. So I'm not sure how your listeners feel about that, but there is one war and two armies, and people need to realize what it is that we're really fighting against, because everything that this country stands for, the ideals and the principles that made us the freest, most prosperous nation on earth, are now under attack by people within, and we have got to fight back. There's no going along anymore. We have to stand firm with our values and our principles. And Chantel said that beautifully when she spoke in front of the Loudoun County School Board, which have proven to be at least adopting the Marxist ideas, if not completely Marxist themselves.
How is that going after her testimony?
So there have been some things that have happened that have been good. The teacher that was suspended for refusing to use opposite pronouns. He was reinstated because of our mom mob. We have dozens, sometimes hundreds and thousands of moms who are showing up at various different events, making phone calls. What's going on in Loudoun County is absolutely exceptional, but it's not just there. It's going on all over the country. And so we have, you know, moms in Florida, the awesome mom who started Stop Masking Our Kids, because her 7-year-old son was out in PE having to wear a mask in Florida heat, and he pulled the mask down below his nose so he could breathe, and the teacher yelled at him, made him put his mask completely over his face and nose, and then made him run laps on it.
I'm talking with Kimberly Fletcher from Moms for America. More from my interview when we come back. I'm Richard Beatty with Crawford Broadcasting.